the leverage that you obtain when you purchase quality investment property and the income and growth that that creates is significant. For me and my partner, it's like we've got five incomes in, you know, a two-people family, really, because those properties are creating that income.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Torin Shum, and in this episode, we're speaking with buyer's agent Zoran Solano, who at 19 years of age had already secured a real estate license and purchased his first investment property. You'll learn about his journey to success and how his client-focused attitude will serve you when looking for the best deals. Also, before we delve into this episode, go over to propertyinvestory.com and subscribe to receive your free property investor case studies, where you'll learn how to generate passive income from your properties. Go there now to sign up for free. To begin with, what does Solana do actually in any given day?
My day can be very dynamic because we do assist in that full circle of people owning property. You know, I could have an initial consultation with someone. Just this morning I had a call from someone who just has come across an inheritance and would like to now move forward in purchasing some investment properties to make the best of that. So sometimes it's initial strategy and property investment strategy, inspecting properties, negotiating a deal, or coordinating some renovations to improve the performance of my client's portfolio. So my day is very dynamic, both in and out of the office.
Solano has grown up around the property investment industry and shows a real passion for it, describing himself as a hands-on investor.
I'm a long-term player when it comes to property. I don't think property is a get-rich-quick scheme. And I think that, successful property development can be a really powerful thing in an investor's portfolio. I think you always need to have some diversification within your portfolio. But for me, property is just it's a tangible asset. It's a real asset that I know intimately. So for me, that's the type of investor I am, is someone who likes to be hands-on. I personally have a buy, renovate, hold, or buy, develop, hold strategy for my wealth creation.
Every pathway to property investment success is different. Solano's story begins in his late teens in a place called Clayfields on Brisbane's north side.
So I graduated from Churchy, which is Anglican Church Grammar School here in Brisbane, which gave me a really great platform to then step into the family business when I completed that. So.
Excellent. Did you do a degree at university?
No, I didn't. I stepped straight into the industry. Having grown up around property through my teens, I really learnt, in the workforce, working and doing what we do in buyer's agency, stepped straight into buyer's agency when I finished school. In Queensland, you can't hold a real estate license until you're 18. So I actually undertook all the credentials for my real estate license before my 18th birthday, and on my 18th birthday, submitted the paperwork to the Office of Fair Trading and became an agent as quick as I physically could. And that's the legislation that we act under here in Queensland for what we do. So, straight into it, and now, nearly 10 years in the industry. So,
wow. Okay, so you must have been one of the youngest real estate agents in the area. If you actually handed in and just turned 18, you must have been quite proud of that moment.
Yeah. Look, I would say for a long time I was probably the youngest buyer's agent in Australia. I would say being 18 and being a fully fledged buyer's agent, assisting clients in searching and evaluating, negotiating, the full process of buying and property acquisition. So definitely. And I initially found that as a challenge because a lot of people questioned my knowledge and ability given I was so young. But I think when they understood the extent of knowledge that I had at that age and the experience that I'd already had by, you know, growing up around Liz Wilcox, who was my mum and who was a very successful buyer's agent in her own right, you know, really gave me the pieces of the puzzle that I needed to really start, you know, being a buyer's agent. And from there, it's just grown.
While his mother was a key influencer in his transition into the industry, it was also his grandfather, a property investor, who piqued his interest in real estate.
My dad was the complete opposite. He was into share investment. So, you know, on my dad's side of the family, it was actually my grandfather who was the keen property investor. You know, typical story of an Italian migrant coming to Australia, working in the sugarcane industry, sugarcane fields in far north Queensland. And obviously, you know, it was a high paying job for the time, but it was also, you know, a tough job as well. So, you know, he worked in that industry for many years to save money, and he put that money towards property investment here in Brisbane.
This is where Solana's property buying story begins.
Well, look, it really all started, for as long as I can remember, especially on my dad's side with my grandfather's portfolio. You know, being a typical old Italian guy, he, you know, liked to pick up the rent in cash every week or fortnight. You know, used to undertake the maintenance of, you know, we had a couple of blocks of flats and apartments that he would use to, you know, do the common area maintenance. So, you know, for me, when I was a young kid, you know, I was pushing a lawnmower around the block of flats that my grandfather owned, you know. So that's where it really, I think, all started for me and my interest around property that you know, this is possible. And so, you know, my grandfather accumulated several properties through, you know, over a number of years. And when he passed away, those properties were then passed down the generation, so to speak. And so I think that's where it really all started. Throughout my teenage years while I was in high school, I worked with my mum as a research assistant. So, you know, going along to inspections and assisting her with her role as a buyer's agent at a previous business. So then in 2008, we launched Hot Property Buyers Agency. So that was coinciding the same sort of time I finished high school. So, as I said, straight out of high school into the business. And we've grown from there.
With influence from both his mother and grandfather, two people very close to him, who have experience in property buying, Solana bought his first property at 19 years of age.
So I bought my first property at 19. The property was an established house that had some value-adding opportunity, and it was a lower budget style property. In fact, the first property I ever purchased was in Logan Lee, south of Brisbane. But I found that as my knowledge changed, as my skills sophisticated and my strategy evolved, that property I knew fairly quickly, within sort of 12 to 18 months, that property wasn't going to do what I wanted it to do for my portfolio. It didn't have the consistency of capital growth and didn't really have the opportunity that I wanted in my portfolio. So, although that property did create a bit of a capital gain for me to step into my next property a couple of years later, it was something that I quickly identified after probably 12 to 18 months, as I mentioned, that it was no longer something that suited my investment strategy. So my strategy changed.
After realizing he had purchased a property that was not really for him or what he wanted, he moved on to the next investment with a new strategy in mind.
So basically, you know, I undertook a renovation on that property, which did create a bit of equity for me. And time went on where I was then looking to purchase another property with my partner. So at this stage, I'm 21 and she's 19. And we then purchased a property in Wavell Heights on Brisbane's north side, about 8 km from the Brisbane CBD. Great, great property, great opportunity. So what I really identified with my portfolio, that, you know, the first property I purchased was a little bit of right place, right time. I had the opportunity to buy below market value to purchase the property. But as my property investment sort of knowledge changed and my strategy sophisticated dramatically over those few years, my focus really shifted to purchasing more quality blue chip location closer to the Brisbane CBD. And that's really, and that decision in my portfolio has made a massive, massive difference with where I am today, just 4 or 5 years later. So for me, it was the best move I ever made. And it's one move that a lot of investors don't do enough of. They don't review their portfolio and make a decision to divest of underperforming property in order to expand the portfolio in a new direction. Sometimes, you know, the opportunity cost, if they were to sit on that property, can really hurt the performance of their portfolio. So,
with a new strategy in mind and a bit more experience, Solano confidently purchased more investment properties and established himself quite an impressive investment portfolio.
Personally, I've got three investment properties which are currently in my portfolio, all of which have development upside, which I plan on undertaking in the next few years to undertake a development to five properties. So those three properties have the opportunity to be subdivided into five. So that's sort of where I'm at the moment with my personal portfolio. But amongst certain entities that I control along with my family as well, we have several investment properties throughout our family trust that I also control. So, pretty established portfolio across the board, but still looking to grow, but also still looking to enjoy my, 20s as well. So for me, could definitely be up to more properties than what I currently have, but I've chosen to enjoy a bit of balance in my life as well. So I've been lucky enough to do a fair bit of travel. So,
coming up after the break, we'll discuss some of Solano's clients' worst investing moments and how you can learn from it.
And that's often the lowest point of what I have to do, is unfortunately tell people that that property has not done what they wanted it to do.
And what this experienced investor is looking for next.
I'm excited about the Brisbane market, to be really honest. I see a great opportunity. You know, when you look at the median house price in Brisbane being half that of Sydney, that's historic.
Are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply text me your email address to 0499881040 to get your copy today. So far, Solano has experienced quite a successful property investment career. However, with any property investment, there is the risk of making the wrong decision or bad investment, which he has witnessed with his clients.
One thing that I do is I undertake a portfolio review for clients, whether they are existing clients or new clients who engage my services. And I had a couple who were in their late 50s, early 60s, so approaching retirement. Approximately 10 years ago, they started investing in property and they purchased quite a few properties in a short period of time. And their strategy was really around quantity, not quality. And what I mean by that is they purchased several low-budget properties that fit within their portfolio, within their serviceability, within their capacity, which involved two townhouses down in Logan, two properties out at Ipswich, one out at Oakey, west of Toowoomba. So there were several properties within their portfolio. When I reviewed their situation, what I found was in the years that they had owned that portfolio, it had no capital growth. In fact, some of the properties had deteriorated due to a lack of maintenance, that those properties actually would cost them money to bring them up to a level that was worth what they had paid. So, and this is where I found that these guys hadn't used my services to purchase, hadn't used the right property managers to manage their portfolio through the time of ownership, because it's all well and good going out and purchasing, you know, you could purchase the best property, you know, in Australia, but if you don't maintain it, you don't manage it, you don't look after it, it will deteriorate. And that's exactly what happened. So unfortunately, these people had an LVR, a loan to value ratio, that was pretty much 100%. They had no equity. They'd heavily leveraged against these properties, unfortunately, and they hadn't really done anything. And that's due to choosing, I believe, the incorrect properties for their portfolio and not realizing it sooner. So that's probably, you know, when I do what I do and I see people who believe they have done the right thing and they go out and buy an investment property or several investment properties, but they don't have a strategy, they don't have a plan, they don't review the plan, and they don't have the right guidance. And that's often the lowest point of what I have to do, is unfortunately tell people that that property has not done what they've wanted it to do. So, yeah, that's often a low part in what I have to do, unfortunately. But then the next process is obviously getting them back on the right path to the right opportunity, to the right property, to build their portfolio strong and secure. You know, whether that means undertaking renovations to improve those properties' performance within their portfolio or divesting of underperforming property.
When Solano began investing, he was quite young, at the age of 19, and learnt very quickly that he had to adapt his strategies in order to find success. In this instance, he learnt the importance of a good portfolio and learning how to assess his own performance to avoid a bad investment.
No, well, look, as I said, when I first bought my first property and my strategy then evolved because I reviewed it, that's when obviously I identified that I needed to sell. So for me, I learned quite quickly for myself that was very important, to review your portfolio, monitor its performance, and also divest of underperforming properties, to realize opportunity cost, you know, be conscious of opportunity cost if you're sitting in the wrong spot. And, you know, I've learned that lesson myself, you know, at the age of 19, 20, and now implementing that into people's portfolios, you know, that are double or triple my age when they realize that. So for me, you know, the sooner I can create a relationship with an investor, and the longer the relationship we can have, the more I can help them. So that's one thing that I've learned quite quickly.
After learning how to assess and improve the performance of his properties, Solano was able to experience much more success.
There's been a couple of, you know, aha moments for me, because I'm constantly learning. You know, we all are constantly learning and getting better. And one thing that, you know, that happened to me was exactly that, reviewing my portfolio, divesting of that property. And that the property that I purchased and then divested of the first one, that second one I purchased, has created the equity for me to buy my third property. So the equity, you know, leverage against that first property, so the deposit. The third property I just recently purchased last year, the splitter block I purchased, it literally cost me $3,000 cash to buy that property. Everything else was used. My equity. So my portfolio is at the stage where if you buy the right property, your portfolio grows itself. You know, using leverage properly, using your equity, especially within the growth phase of your portfolio, which is where I am now, is growing that asset base. You know, when you have a portfolio that builds itself, you can still take those holidays. You can still have that time off, and you know, it still keeps clicking. So that was one of the big aha moments for me, is when you realize that, you know, going to work 9 to 5 creates you an income, you know, whatever it might be per annum, but the leverage that you obtain when you purchase quality investment properties and the income and growth that creates is significant, you know. For me and my partner, you know, it's like we've got, you know, five incomes in, you know, a two-people family, you know, really, because those properties are creating that income. So that's really what it's about for me, that aha moment. One thing that I find a lot of investors also don't realize is they get so caught up with cash flow. They look at the weekly rent in and the cost of ownership out, but don't remember or don't realize the capital growth, because capital growth, I feel, happens in the background a lot of the time. And people only realize that growth when they choose to sell, or perhaps when they choose to revalue. Capital growth and creating equity is something that is happening every day. Property prices are moving every day, whether it's up, down, sideways. For the right property in the right location, it should have that consistency. That's another aha moment for me. And what I encourage my clients to also consider is cash flow is one element of the equation, and it's probably not the most important element.
With such great experiences from property investing and successfully buying for clients, Solano was thinking about other markets which interested him.
I'm excited about the Brisbane market, to be really honest. I see a great opportunity. You know, when you look at the median house price in Brisbane being half that of Sydney, that's historic. You know, we have never really seen the price differential between Brisbane and Sydney markets so wide. And I think that creates a really strong value proposition in the Brisbane market. And that value proposition should be considered to investors as an opportunity to invest. Our rental yields are still very strong relative to interstate. We're still getting very strong rental yields. So that's really positive for investors to consider as well. But I think personally for me, I'm most excited about, you know, where my own portfolio is going and the things that I'm doing, not only myself, but with my family, and also with our staff members as well. You know, like one of the key fundamentals that we stand by is, you know, we're here to create wealth for our clients and help them create wealth. But in turn, you know, we also create wealth by doing that, you know, and obviously this is our business, is to help people to purchase property, but it also helps us. And, you know, we recently purchased one of our team, a great little investment property here in Brisbane. Wherever we can, you know, we like our staff to also do well.
As a successful buyer's agent with three investment properties to his name, there are many elements of his portfolio and services that would interest potential property investors.
I think for everyone, it's something slightly different. I think the value in what we do is made up by all the little, you know, 1%ers that we do, you know, whether it's initial strategy, you know, like I've had clients who, you know, I've educated them about investment strategy, and it's a strategy that has saved them $20,000-$30,000, you know, and that's invaluable to them. So some people got the value out of that element. I think it's the accumulation of strategy, the guidance, but also physically the time. The time that we take in the marketplace to do the searching, inspecting and evaluation of property, and shortlisting properties. Because when you're, especially interstate, you know, we have a lot of interstate, overseas and time poor. Those are three key demographics that use our service. And especially when you're any one of those people, you don't have the time to research locations. You don't have the time to research, is that plot affected? Is that a busy road? What's this property worth? And at the end of the day, a selling agent is there to sell the property for the greatest price and represent the seller. So buyers historically have been left to their own devices and have to fend for themselves. It's really buyer beware. So for us, the value is in all of those little bits and pieces that come together for the full service. You know, it's the negotiation, not only on price, but terms and conditions. It's the research. It's buying the right property that suits the right demographics for the area, but it's also facilitating the contract. You know, a Queensland contract process for purchasing property is very different to Sydney and Melbourne. So even the process of buying is different. So having an intimate knowledge in how that process works to save clients time and money, you know, some people see the value in that. So, this is where there is no really one specific person who would use our services. It's anyone who wants to buy a property and wants to take it seriously.
So inspired by this story and what Zoran Solano is excited about in his property journey, we'll keep the conversation going in a future episode on Property Investory Podcast, where we talk about how to apply the strategy.
Currently, if we look at right now, at this moment in time in the Brisbane property cycle, we're going through growth and we are seeing a lot of unit and apartment developments, which is oversupplying that market.
To explain the mindset on success.
So, you know, I look at those kind of opportunity costs everywhere in my life of how can this money work for me?
To resources he recommends.
I'm currently reading a book that's not really property specific, but I guess for me, I'm always a fan of autobiography.
And we'll hear all that and more in a future episode of Property Investory. To get the full transcript and see the show notes, visit our website at propertyinvestory.com. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.